Aveen has a touch of this. We've got another question here. Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of which number?
Definitely. I do. And it's, I know it's completely irrational, but it's just like I'd never fly on the 13th. It doesn't matter if it's not a Friday. I know they say Friday the 13th is the unlucky day, but you wouldn't get me on a plane or even on a long journey.
The 13th?
Yeah. Or if I went into a restaurant and they said, oh, you're at table 13, I'd be going, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Interesting.
Yeah. Or even I don't like being in a room that's 213 in a hotel. Do you know that? Oh,
Or with 13 people.
If
you get into counting the people in a room, then you have a real problem.
That's
certainly
Jack Nicholson's kind of level. Yeah. Someone just texted in as well, said most restaurants don't have a table 13. This is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and you'll find that as well. In some planes, they don't have a row 13. And a lot of like in the hospitality industry won't like have a room 13 or a table 13 or stuff like that.
Yeah, hotels, you never get to the 13th floor. Are there apartment 13s? Does anybody listening now live in an apartment 13?
I'm sure there is. I mean, it's mostly kind of like things that you can move around, like tables.
I know somebody who worked for a website at the time, or was it specifically to do with house sales? And he said, and I think it was backed up by research, that people didn't want to buy a house if it was number 13.
Yeah, and that's,
or they wouldn't finalize a deal on the 13th.
That's why we had the car registrations changed from 13 to 131.
It was, and it's bizarre. Is it not time we move those back now? Because for some reason, ever since we turned to 20, the 201 and the 22, I'm confused by them.
It's very confusing. It's 221.
It's 221 now, which to me in my head makes absolutely zero sense. Can anybody else back me up on this? Can we go back to 22, please? Just 22W.
No, I think car sales. People who are involved in car sales do like it because it means that a car is either, you know, from the first half of the year or the second half of the year. So obviously if you buy a 222, it's going to be newer than a 221. You can't buy that yet, obviously, until July.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Would it make much of a difference to you?
No, not to me when I'm buying a car, but I definitely wouldn't have bought a car with 13 in the reg.
We did get a couple of texts saying we were wondering whether you'd live in a house number 13 or you'd buy a car if there was just 13 on the reg. We did get a text on that very topic. My mother had a car. It was 131. I won't give the full license plate in case somebody is still driving around in this thing. 131 something, and then 13 appeared twice in the rest of the reg, right?
Right.
Was absolute trouble from the day it left the garage.
Told ya.
Brand new, it said. Was traded in 12 months later with less than 4,000 kilometres on it.
Told ya. And no way I'd be buying a car with 13 in the reg. Thanks very much.
And we were wondering about houses as well. Somebody texted us, 7 roads on our estate and no number 13.
Wow, okay. So they specifically skipped it on all of the roads.
Yeah, they literally skipped naming them 13.
Yeah, I don't know. I know it's completely nonsensical. It's completely nonsensical. But I mean, even a mutual friend of ours got married on Friday the 13th, and she was saying that they had no problem in getting a hotel on that date because so few people want to get married on Friday the 13th, and they're still married
happily. I was at that wedding. It was the right day out. I'd have no problem at all. If you're looking for good value, Friday the 13th could be the day to get married. What about the millions of people, it says, that have birthdays on the 13th? I'm one of them, says the texter. My sister's birthday is on the 13th. We never think of it.
Yeah, I would imagine then that you're not a triskaidekaphobic.
One of those, indeed.
If your birthday is on the 13th.
Well, you can't really afford to be.
Sometimes 13 can be lucky. Like someone was saying, 13's lucky in this house. My first daughter weighed 6 pounds, 13 ounces. Second daughter was 8 pounds 13 and she was born at 9:13 a.m. on a snowy Tuesday morning in 2009.
Very good.
It can be lucky, I'm sure. And I know it is nonsensical. It's completely nonsensical.
Oh, totally.
But it's my little quirk that it just affects pretty much everything I do.
It's like not walking on the cracks on pavements, which I've done in phases of my life. I'll step over. And I have no idea why. I've got one more text though about getting married on the 13th. I got married on the Friday the 13th, says a texter, nearly 37 years ago this year. Great day. I'm sure it was.
Absolutely brilliant. Eamon says, if he goes on a night out or if he's shopping, I always count the change in my pocket. And if it comes to 13, as it does often happen, out goes the smallest denomination every time. Doesn't like having 13.
I've never heard that one before. Interesting.
That's taking it to another level, Eamon. Mm.